Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. Apologize for the technical mishap. I know that sounded very weird indeed. I mean, not the commercials. The commercials are wonderful. We love them. But the interruption, I don't know what that was. Today is a... We have had some stormy days recently here in Seattle, but today's not one of them. And I don't know what happened. But I do know that what is happening with the country right now, and with some of the hypocrisy and silliness and stupidity on both sides. I was mentioning before, at least I thought I was, you probably didn't hear it, that there is some profound hypocrisy on all sides. And Republican side, Democratic side, even in terms of very prominent leadership, there is this from Nancy Pelosi. And she is, of course, third in line to the presidency, and people were gaming out all kinds of if they had rejected the electoral votes and had gone to the House of Representatives, and they didn't have a president before January 20th, and they didn't have a vice president, then would Nancy Pelosi become president? And the answer is no. And why not? Well, because she can't follow the rules on language that she herself has promulgated. This is a statement that she made yesterday, actually today. It's today. And this is a Nancy Pelosi telling the world that she stands before us as what? Listen, it's clip 6.
I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter. A daughter whose father proudly serves in this Congress.
Okay, she was getting emotional about the importance of Congress and the importance of the impeachment that they accomplished and all of that. Fine. But you remember they banned the phrases wife, mother, grandmother, and daughter. And what she was supposed to say, and in the corrected version, would be, I stand before you as a spouse, a parent, a grandparent, and a child. Now, of course, it's kind of tough to see Nancy Pelosi as a child today. But see, I'm seriously, the House of Representatives banned this language last week. So what is she doing? Can we take back the ban on wife, mother, grandmother, daughter, father? And because, see, part of what they are banning is there is a reality. And fathers are different from mothers. They are both enormously important, but important for different things, different reasons. That's one of the basic understandings that I think conservatives have about marriage that people on the left don't always have. And speaking of people on the left not always having understanding, there's Maxine Waters, who's in that Nancy Pelosi age group of someone who's very experienced. How's that? Maxine Waters said this about the current president of the United States for six more days. This would be clip four.
I want you to know that this is the Republican Party is now the Trump Party. And I want you to know that this is a Trump power grab that will not stop. It will not stop with attacking the Capitol and our state legislatures. This president intends to exercise power long after he is out of office. It is reported that the President of the United States watched the invasion from the Oval Office of our Capitol and seemingly enjoyed it. I want you to know we should be concerned that the Republicans will not defend him, and he is capable of starting a civil war. He must be impeached. He must be stopped now.
Okay, do I think President Trump is capable of starting a civil war? Well, we'll find out. And certainly you see, this is one of those things where, okay, how does impeaching him on a heavily party line vote? Yep, there were 10 Republicans who stood in favor of sending the articles of impeachment over, and I salute them, by the way, for an act of courage. And as everybody has acknowledged and should acknowledge, the offenses that President Trump committed are probably impeachable. But impeachment was a bad idea last time, a year ago, and it's a bad idea now. And precisely because if she's talking about starting a civil war, does that kind of civil conflict become more possible, more likely, or less likely with what the Congress is doing? There's also this, freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this is literally true. She's been a member of Congress for 11 days, and she is an idiot. And she went on Newsmax, and she made a very important announcement about her intentions as a new member of Congress. What are her intentions? Well, her intentions are as foolish as anything that you can find on the other side. Really, they are. We will get to that. We will also get to another new member of Congress who shares with Marjorie Taylor Greene the whole support of QAnon, the conspiracy theory that says that the world is actually being run and abused by a cabal of ultra-rich, Satan-worshipping child cannibals engaged in child trafficking from the basement of a pizza parlor. The fact that we have two members of Congress, the other member of Congress, well, we'll tell you about her, too, coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Do you pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
On the Michael Medved show, the United States is coming to terms with all kinds of open cans of swirling and stinky uncertainty. Uncertainty about what happens next regarding the inauguration, which is normally a fairly celebratory moment for Americans. And what comes next in terms of the impeachment of this president. I think with any hope at all, they can put the impeachment on the shelf for the time being and let it sit there. By the way, with President Trump's remarks last night, he makes that more likely. Because if he is participating with the Congress and with all people of goodwill in trying to bring about a calm and a peaceful transition of power, something he should have started doing literally months ago, well, if he's now cooperating with all of that in a reasonable way, that's a good sign. But I'll tell you what is not a good sign is the plans for a new impeachment campaign, not against President Trump, but against President Biden, as soon as he becomes president. This from the newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. Yesterday, she talked about her plans of filing articles of impeachment against Biden. She talked about it on Newsmax. This would be clip 5A.
To announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Wow.
Wow is right. She's announcing this on behalf of the American people, she says. Do you think that's what the American people want right now? There may be some. But really, she has been in the Congress of the United States for 11 days. And she made one of the least effective speeches, so listen to all of them yesterday, on the floor of the House of Representatives, of course, opposing the impeachment of President Trump. But the idea of starting an immediate campaign to impeach President Biden, do you remember there's a guy named Al Green? He's a representative from Texas. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He's a Democrat. And he started with impeaching President Trump, as did Maxine Waters, the very beginning of his term. I made fun of them. I made fun of them time and time and time again, and we played some of it. It sounded really, really stupid. Now, will people do the same thing on our side to Marjorie Taylor Greene? They ought to, and she ought to be able to get some kind of primary opponent in the very heavily Republican district to get rid of this embarrassment. And I'll tell you another embarrassment. The other embarrassment is Lauren Boebert, a newly elected representative. Also, she's been a member of Congress for 11 days. Do you know what she posted on the morning of January 7th, the morning of the riot, the attack, the invasion of the Capitol building? She posted on her Twitter account, I don't know if they've canceled it yet or not, but Congresswoman Boebert posted at 5:30 a.m., so before any of this happened, very simple tweet, today is 1776. Okay, what the hell does that mean? Is she so ignorant that she thinks the revolution began on 1776? The revolution began in April of 1775 with Lexington and Concord. They had been fighting for over a year before they declared independence. Or does she believe that there's some kind of Declaration of Independence involved with sending a mob to attack a constitutional process, precisely the process that our founders laid out in the Constitution of the United States and in the 12th Amendment, which was adopted in 1804, while Thomas Jefferson was president? These people, Lauren Boebert is also a supporter of the QAnon theory. I mean, really, these are not Republicans. You know, for years and years, anybody who's even a little bit to the center or moderate is called rhino, Republican in name only. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert are rhinos. They are Republicans in name. They have claimed the Republican Party, but they are members of some other fringe group that is deeply marginal and for which people should have no tolerance at all. She Marjorie Taylor Greene on Newsmax went on to talk about the basis for her upcoming impeachment of Joe Biden. I'm sure it's going to go well. Here's what she said. This is 5B.
Big believer in having people in office that are actually willing to do the job. And I can't imagine people in this country being so fearful of a future of a Biden presidency that they may be willing to commit violence like they did in the Capitol here in Washington, D.C. We cannot have that. I do not condone that violence. The American people need hope. They need to know that there are Republicans in Congress that are willing to stand up and fight for them, regardless of being in a minority, regardless of having all at odds against us, against me, or against anyone in Congress. We have to hold people accountable. Joe Biden is on record on the phone saying that he would withhold $1 billion of foreign aid if he didn't get his way with these deals with his son, Hunter. And there's an ongoing investigation with Hunter Biden's laptop into being bought and paid for by Chinese, communist Chinese energy companies. This is a dangerous threat to our country when we have a man that will be holding the power of the presidency, but will so easily and is on record for abusing power.
Okay. Impeachment is supposed to pertain to a high crime, misdemeanor, bribery, or treason committed by someone as president, right? That's the idea, Congresswoman Green. She tweeted on January 21st, "I'm filing articles of impeachment on President-elect Joe Biden. 75 million Americans are fed up with inaction." I don't think it's inaction that has upset most of President Trump's loyal supporters. Most of President Trump's supporters, most people who voted for Trump, are not supportive of marching on the Capitol. They're not even necessarily supportive of overturning the election. And then she says, "It's time to take a stand. I'm proud to be the voice of Republican voters who have been ignored. Hashtag impeach Biden, hashtag quid pro Joe Biden, and hashtag Biden crime family." This is great. I mean, if anybody has the idea that this is a clever quid pro quo, let's hear what the left says when they go crazy. Because it's on both sides. And some of this is just so embarrassing. There clearly has to be a sane center. We need it in America. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
Worst showing since late August. So that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once. shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Michael Medved show, the entire National Mall will be closed for Inauguration Day, only accessible to media and security personnel, according to people familiar with the matter. The extraordinary closure is the latest in the series of security measures, reports the Washington Post, to harden the city against the type of violence that rocked the Capitol on January 6th. Local and federal officials had already established a downtown security zone and called up more than 20,000 National Guard troops to protect the presidential swearing-in on January 20th. That means no one will be able to get into the mall, one of the officials said. I would think about it as if you are going to watch, you are not going to be able to see anything. You would be able to see maybe the top of the Capitol. So I guess there won't be any arguments about who had the largest crowd for his inauguration. You may remember that's the way the Trump administration began, saying that he had a larger crowd than Barack Obama, which is untrue. But he had a nice large crowd. We hope there won't be a large crowd this time. And Joe Biden hopes there won't be. He was initially, they were talking about him riding up on the train, as he used to do when he was a United States senator, and during much of the time he was vice president, too. He'd ride on Amtrak to go between his home in Wilmington, Delaware, and Washington. It's not that far. But this time, they're saying Joe can't ride the train because of security concerns. Washington area officials have warned the public, please stay away from the district. In the entire week leading up to the inauguration, that's right now, as right-wing groups plan armed protests on Sunday and Inauguration Day. And threats of violence have surfaced on social media. Metro, that's the subway system, said it will close 13 rail stations within the downtown security perimeter and alter bus routes in the area. Airbnb has also announced it will cancel and block reservations in the D.C. area in the days leading up to the inauguration. They must be getting some very, very serious security warnings. I mean, that would be the assumption with that kind of action. And with all of that going on, the situation isn't helped by people like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. Because the truth of the matter is, the majority of Trump supporters do not participate in violent protests or protests of any kind, for goodness sake. Majority of Trump supporters, I think it's safe to say, are good, solid, hardworking Americans whose opinions ought to be taken seriously, and holding them in contempt only increases the chances for violent extremism. Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo showed how that's done. They showed how that's done talking on CNN about their explanation about what happened at the Capitol. Listen, this is clip three.
If they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policy.
Well, then get out of the crowd with him. Get out of the crowd.
I wasn't in the crowd. I just voted for Trump.
You're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in. You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers, took the lives of innocent lives who were there on the Capitol that day. You voted on that side.
Okay, that's like saying, and I always hated this when people did it, and they did it all the time. The Communist Party of the United States, which is an evil organization, which is an organization that supports genocide. Communist Party in the United States supported Barack Obama. They actually endorsed him. They were on his side. There are all kinds of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, crazy neo-Nazi on the left organizations that supported Barack Obama. They did. Now, that doesn't mean that Barack Obama supported them. Do I believe that President Trump made a defining mistake by his handling of what happened with the Capitol and trying to summon people to Washington to try to overturn the election and telling people you must fight, fight, fight? What does he think people are going to take away from that when he tells them that? He has betrayed not only his office, he has betrayed not only his constitutional responsibilities, he's betrayed not only America at large, he's betrayed his own followers. And when he talks about saying to people, you are the people, you're voting for the man who, I am not sure that everybody who voted for President Trump on November 3rd would do so now, having seen his truly appalling performance. But to go so far as to say you voted for someone the Klan supported, and look, it's problematic. And I do hope in the days that are left to him, President Trump will go even further than he has in the past in denouncing some of the groups. And yes, they include groups like Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and people who are committed to street fighting and to violence in the name of Trump. If Trump is going to have a future role in our politics at all, he doesn't have much more chance to make a clear dissociation. And it doesn't help when he has officials who go on TV and say things like Peter Navarro, the head White House trade director, talked about. He's one of the people who survived the entire Trump administration. He went on with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business. This is clip 7A.
What happened yesterday was a travesty. That was the Democratic Party did violence to this country by attacking a president who I believe was legally elected on November 3rd. If the election were held today, he'd be elected again. And if he runs in 2024, he will be elected then. And I think That's what the Democrats fear. And I have 74 million Americans out there who voted for President Trump who feel exactly the same way. So I would say to these people on Capitol Hill, knock it off. Stop this. Let the man leave peacefully with his dignity. He was the greatest jobs president, the greatest trade negotiator we've ever had in this history. And this is just wrong what they're doing.
Okay, look, for him to say he believes President Trump was legally elected, Mr. Navarro, you're not supposed to be a moron. You're a trade representative, our trade director for President Trump. But look, to say he was legally elected, how do you define what's legal and what's not? We have a court system. There were over 60 lawsuits that were brought, and there's not a, so you win some, you lose some. You lost all of them. There is no evidence. So how is he legally elected? Unless you believe that everyone, including judges who were appointed by Donald J. Trump, and one of the reasons people applaud him, to the extent that people do, is because he appointed those judges. And those judges had the intestinal fortitude to go ahead and rule against him. At this late date, to still have prominent members of this departing administration saying that Trump was legally elected, that of course feeds the people who may want to be coming to Washington and protesting in state capitals and causing trouble just 6 days from now. Actually, they're planning on going to the capitals and causing trouble 3 days from now. But we will see about all of that. There's also a failed Democratic presidential candidate who just announced his candidacy, formally. His candidacy for what exactly? We will let you know coming right up on the Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the many, many things that people worry about for 2021 is a repeat of that massive Russian hack. And it was a hack not only of governmental resources in the United States, it was a hack that could potentially impact tens of millions of people. We need better efforts at cybersecurity. And there's a pretty exciting Israeli cybersecurity startup that enables embedded security as a service for lots of LOT and OT connected devices. It's called NanoLock. You can actually read about it. It's a startup. It's all free. The information is free, and it's exciting, and it's very, very relevant. This is a strong team with senior Israeli government cybersecurity experience, and Israel has had some of the best technology in the world on this issue, and it needs to, and America needs to, and you need to check out our crowd. You can find out information about NanoLock. You can find out information about all kinds of other companies that are high tech that could revolutionize our world, and also in the process make you some real profit on investments. This is a crowdsourcing of high-tech startup companies that has had great past success and, with God's help, great future success. Be part of it. Check it out. It's free. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. That's for our crowd. I mentioned a defeated presidential candidate on the Democratic side who actually announced his candidacy. And he's considered to be a long shot because he's not really particularly associated with New York City. He's running for mayor of New York. Bill de Blasio is not. But there is a great abundance of candidates, some of whom are raising tremendous amounts of money to run for mayor. There's one thing when Michael Bloomberg spends over $100 million of his own money to win himself a third term, which he did, and in a city where it wasn't even supposed to be legal to win a third term. They changed the law for Bloomberg. But here's what Andrew Yang sounded like announcing his candidacy for mayor. Listen.
So thrilled to announce to you all that I am running for mayor of New York City. New York City is the greatest city in the world. And ordinarily, when someone says something like that, it's like a political talking point. But in this case, it is a fact. Am I right? Yeah! And it is this great city that I have had the privilege of calling home for the last 25 years.
Okay. And again, did you know that? Did you know that Andrew Yang was really a New Yorker? Look, I think he's a good communicator. I don't know to what extent he is going to be trying to, as mayor, promise a guaranteed income, basically sending people checks in the mail, which was part of the proposal that made him a player in the Democratic presidential race. But look, democracy is alive and well in this country. I do believe if you look back and you look back at the success of Rudy Giuliani as mayor. And by the way, to me, I listen and follow Giuliani recently. It's a different guy. It's not the same guy. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But this is one of the jobs in the United States where people can make a name for themselves or ruin their reputation. There was a very dynamic congressman, a moderate Republican named John Lindsay, who ran for mayor. He's before Giuliani, he was the last Republican mayor of New York. He was elected first time in 1965. And Lindsay, who had been thought of as such a dynamic figure, and he got ruined by his experience as mayor. He had a very tough time. He went 2 terms, but he didn't go anywhere. And it seems to me Andrew Yang is obviously trying to run for mayor so that he can be a candidate for president, if not in 2024 and 2028, at some point in the future. That's what he wants to do. One of the things that has been happening here is that I think that the Wall Street Journal in their editorial is right to worry about this, that part of what is going on in the country is very, very deep splits among people who have previously come together in the Republican Party. There is a solid conservative Republican. Now, he is a formerly used to be a Democrat, but he's a Republican Mormon, very committed to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And his name is John Curtis. And he is one of those guys who supported the president on impeachment. He voted no on impeachment. But he is one of, I believe, an overwhelming majority of the Republicans in the House who support, as some of them quietly, but John Curtis openly, a resolution of censure, basically condemning the way the president handled the situation at the Capitol building and the whole Stop the Steal rally and this whole charade about President Trump having won the election that he actually lost. I mean, come on. He deserves censure. But the fact that he opposed impeachment but supported censure didn't protect him from some extremists, who I imagine also think of themselves as Republicans. This is clip 8. He was on MSNBC, and he held up a flyer that he found taped to his office door this Thursday morning. Listen.
Congressman Meyer was on with my colleague Hallie Jackson a little bit earlier today. He said that members are worried for their lives. How do you feel today?
Well, this was dropped off at my office just a few minutes ago, and I know my colleagues are very, very concerned. It's just a very troubling time for all of us.
Can you show that again? That was dropped off at your office? Is that in the Capitol?
So that was taped to my office door just a few minutes ago, it's in reference to me not supporting the objection to the articles of impeachment.
And it's not supporting the objection to the articles of impeachment? He didn't support the articles of impeachment. But he's somebody who supports censure. The flyer showed a picture of Curtis. It's recognizable. And it had a skull and crossbones drawn over his eyes. And on top of it, it said, wanted for treason. This is nuts. And it ruins lives. It literally ruins lives. There's a story that's actually kind of heartbreaking, because when you talk about somebody, if you're an Olympic gold medalist, wouldn't you think you would stay away from hooking up in mom's basement with other conspiracy theorists and crazies? One of the people who's been arrested, and it was easy to pick out, he's wearing a U.S. Olympics jacket, and he's 6'6". His name is Cleet Keller, and he's a former Olympic gold medalist swimmer. He faces three federal charges, including obstructing law enforcement and disorderly conduct as a result of his entry into the Capitol during last week's violent protest. Keller did little to hide his identity, entering the Capitol Rotunda wearing a Team USA jacket and with his face covering pulled down around his neck. He's also 6'6", which the statement of facts said made him appear to be one of the tallest individuals in the video. He clearly is. Several former teammates said coaches recognized Keller in the video because of his size and because of the Olympic team jacket, which had USA printed across the back and down the sleeves. Now, this is somebody who has won in the Athens game. He won two golds in 2004 in the Beijing Games as a member of the relay team. He won a silver. All these Olympic medals. He's got a good job, or he had a good job. He was just fired by the company that employed him in Colorado. Why get involved with this craziness? Why should anyone, let alone an Olympic gold medalist? Is this a gold medal winning country? It is the greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.